Good morning, 735. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Common Core is on the way. Florida middle schools will begin using the new math and language arts standards when classes start this coming fall. The Common Core standards have been adopted by 45 states, but many Tampa Bay area middle schools have been using those new standards for 2 years already. John O'Connor with State Impact Florida takes a look at what one of those schools has learned so far about Common Core.
How does Monroe Middle School teacher Dawn Norris know Common Core standards are working? She hears the difference.
What I've noticed in my classes now is they're loud, and that's okay. Where in the old days, it was, no, you wanted that silent classroom. But the more they talk, they're all on task. They're all working on that same common goal. And that's what I think I love so much about Common Core. My room went from quiet to very loud within just a few weeks, probably.
Norris's sixth grade students are studying fairy tales from around the world. She breaks them into four groups and asks them to write about how different cultures tell the same story. Two students talk about a West African version of Cinderella in a corner of the room.
What happened in the story? I forgot. And then there was the flamingo part.
In the story, Shinye.
Didn't she have those magical things? Magical bean things or whatever?
Beans. No, about Jack and the Beanstalk.
No, the gorge.
The gourds. She got it from a hut from this old woman, and the woman told her to take the smallest one, cook it.
Two boys talk about essay structure across the room. One shows the other how to write an essay based on what they've read. Supporting ideas with evidence from a text is a central pillar of the Common Core Language Arts standards.
And that's your claim, which is your topic sentence. This is your thesis, the central claim.
Norris bounces from group to group. Her timing is good. Often, stepping in just as student classwork focus is heading sideways. Monroe has about 530 students right outside the gates of MacDill Air Force Base. Four of five students at the C-rated school qualify for federal free and reduced-priced lunches. About 25% of students transfer into or out of the school during a typical year, higher than most Hillsborough County schools. Designers say Common Core structure should help low-income or students who move frequently, like those at Monroe. Norris says giving students more control over their learning is a key component of Common Core. The standards outline what students should know at the end of each grade, but they also emphasize a package of teaching techniques, such as students working in small and large groups. She plans the lessons, but it's up to the students to question, challenge, and prod each other towards the goal written on the classroom whiteboard. Norris says she had trouble giving up control at first, but her students quickly proved they could handle the assignments.
I always say when the kids take over as teacher, I know that they're really learning and understanding it.
You're probably familiar with the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic. Christina Phillips' sixth grade students are learning about the three C's, claim, claim evidence, and commentary. Phillips has her students read essays and identify whether the underlined text is making a statement, presenting evidence, or expressing a fact-based opinion.
Okay, so let's start with blue first, okay? The blue said, "This pig made his house of bricks." Is that factual evidence from the text, or is that my opinion?
That's evidence.
Textual evidence. So blue would represent?
Claim evidence.
Claim evidence. So circle it and tell me how you know.
Circle it.
Phillips says Common Core means big changes in her lessons. It's all designed to make sure kids are prepared for college level or professional work by the time they graduate high school.
4 years ago, there wouldn't be any text in a writing assignment. It would simply be a prompt, and we would probably have kids writing a lot more anecdotes. Now, they have to use the text. You know, it's what's expected at the higher level.
Both Phillips and Norris think Common Core is an improvement. The standards eliminate some topics, giving teachers more time to focus on what's important. They say they know the new Common Core tests will be harder, but the teachers think they and their students will be up for the challenge next school year. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor.
Story part of a series with the Hechinger Report, a nonprofit national education site affiliated with Teachers College, Columbia University. Report is looking at how schools are preparing for Common Core standards. There's more from State Impact Florida at WUSFnews.org.